Did I put the clothes in the dryer?
I hope they don't think I was serious.
I need to be awake.
Snacks.
I forgot
my brain shut
off.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise, but there's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better, like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer?
I hope they don't think I was serious.
I need to be awake.
Snacks.
I forgot my brain shut off.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise, but there's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better, like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey everybody, this is a members preview for today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing and you're listening on YouTube, go ahead and hit the join button or the link in the description to become a member on YouTube. And if you're listening to this on the podcast feed, go ahead and become a member at theconfessionalspodcast.com/join and you can hear the whole episode today. Hey everyone, before we get to this week's show, I want to let you know there are 2 live events I'll be at coming up very, very soon. July 27th, the Smoky Mountain Bigfoot Conference. I am hosting a roundtable discussion on stage. If you want to see that roundtable discussion and be part of the environment, you want to be at the Smoky Mountain Bigfoot Conference on July 27th. Also, in Charlotte on August 1st, I'll be on a discussion panel talking about what it takes to create content and media in today's world at the Armed Media Conference in Charlotte, North Carolina on August 1st. You can get tickets to both those events. Links are in the description of this episode. And lastly, go ahead and check out Free the Rabbits' new podcast on Merkle Media. That's Free the Rabbits, hosted by Joel Thomas. Go ahead, hit subscribe on YouTube, your podcast playing apps, and give it a listen.
Merkle Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw 3 long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either works for me, just get a hold of me. Thanks for being here for another members episode. If you haven't done so yet, go ahead and check out MerkMerch.com where you can get all your Merkel media apparel needs taken care of at MerkMerch.com. Also check out MerkelFilms.com for all our documentaries right there. MerkelFilms.com, Sasquatch and the Missing Man is now available for on-demand streaming right there on the website, MerkelFilms.com. Today we have Peter coming on the show, and Peter reached out to us because he bought a church that he had planned on renovating and living in. Turns out he's not going to be doing any living in this church anytime soon because of the haunting nature of the church. A lot of crazy paranormal activity that he's been able to document inside that church. If you want, go ahead and check out his Facebook page while you listen to this episode. It is the title of this episode, The Church of Unhallowed Ground. If you look up that Facebook page, you can see all the videos and pictures he'll be talking about on today's show and more. So go ahead, check that out while you listen to this recording. Let's get to Peter right now. All right, today we have Peter John on the show. Peter, what's going on, man?
Just a lot of fun stuff at my church.
Yeah.
Church right now. So,
yeah. So, we're going to definitely get into that. Basically, so the audience understands, you had bought a church to move into and live in, and things were pretty stable for a little bit, and then things started going sideways. And we're going to talk about the experiences that you've had. And, you know, you said you even have, where you're sitting right now in the room, you have a mirror behind you so we could see if something shows up on the balcony, and you have your two dogs in the room because they tend to sense things and they will start barking. So if you hear the dogs barking, no, things are happening. But we are going to start with your childhood story, which I found very interesting for a few reasons. And I'm not going to spoil it, but you and your brother experienced something weird involving the moon. I'll let you tell the story from there.
Well, it happened when I was about 3 or 4 years old. My brother's 13 months older than me. And we were in Milwaukee on 15th and Scott Street. And we had a upstairs apartment in a house. And my brother and I were playing around with our cereal, like we're like cream of wheat or whatever. And my mom's like, you can't eat that. I'm going to go in the bathtub. And she went to go take a bath. We're sitting there and you know how kids don't want to eat. So we're just goofing around and we're looking out the window and all of a sudden we see what looks like a daytime moon. And we've all seen the full moon during the day. And we're both looking at it and it slowly moved in. Like it was getting closer and closer and it was getting bigger and bigger and closer till it was like almost right above the house across from us, taking up the whole entire window. And my brother and I both thought it was going to come to the window and hit it. And we both looked at each other at the same time. And we went, look, and pointed. And we then both realized we saw it. And we turned back and said, Mom, and screamed really loud. And by the time we turned back, it was back in the sky. Now, my brother and I thought that was both really weird about it. And my mom came out and she was wearing a towel on her head and she was fully dried off and dressed. And we talked about this years later. And I said to my brother, do you remember this? Did this? And he's like, yeah, I remember it. And he remembered it vividly. And so we took it to our mom and we're like teenagers now. And we're like, mom, do you remember this? It's like, well, I remember you kids arguing or yelling or something. And she said it took about probably 10 to 15 minutes, just enough for her to, she's like, ah, forget it. I'm going to just get my hair done, dry off and everything. So what seemed for us was mere seconds for her was actually, she said about 10, 15 minutes, which was really weird. And what we didn't understand is this wasn't like a UFO. This was like the moon with all the craters and everything else. And to this day, this was 50 years later, I still remember it. My brother still remembers it. And I asked my brother permission before I gave away telling the story, because I'm just trying to find somebody who has ever heard or saw something like this before. Yeah. I've contacted Barton Nunley, and he's like, never heard of it. And a few other people. So I'm like, what's with the full moon coming at us? And it was just, it was over the house. And it was, and the loss of time, the fact it wasn't a typical UFO sighting. It was broad daylight. It was a full moon. My brother and I both vividly remember it. It was just weird.
I mean, definitely weird. So there's a few things where, you know, some people are going to be like, see, I told you the moon's fake. But I mean, as you have tried to make sense of it, before I pitch anything out, what have you ever come to any conclusion as to possibility as to what that was?
I still have no idea. It's one of those things like, I didn't, it's, you accumulate a lot of stuff and you're like, you excuse it away after a while. It wasn't until I bought the church and the church, like, I saw stuff and I'm like, okay, that's not natural. And then you start going, if that's not natural, maybe this wasn't natural. And then you start realizing, whoa, that wasn't natural either. Whoa. And you realize the stuff that you put aside all of a sudden is in your mind going, I can't explain it. So yeah, it was one of those things where as a child, it didn't make sense to me. I put it aside. I remembered it when we were talking weird stuff in my teenage years. We talked about it again when I was like 40. And then we talked about it within the last few weeks. We both remember it very vividly. We remember every single detail about the place, about the circumstances. And my mom would remember it too, but she passed away in 2015. So it's just weird.
It's definitely weird. So it has, all right, let me think, which one do I want to go with first? All right, let me go with the easier one. Have you ever considered the idea that you and your brother saw might have, is it possible that it could have been a UFO that you guys saw and mistaked it as the moon because it looks similar and that's how your brains logically put it together?
I cannot tell you what it was. I've speculated over the years, is it a UFO that was cloaking itself? Was it kids having imagination, but then we are both having the same masses delusion at the same time and then telling my mom about it. It was the moon. And yeah. I explained it other than it was the moon.
So what you described, there's two other things that I'd like to pitch out to you. One could be a screen memory. Now, screen memories can be something that two people experience the same screen memory. Sometimes they have screen memories where they had an experience and they both remember something different. Most recently, I had a guy on the show. His name's Michael Cleland, and he's the owl guy. But he talks about people having interactions with interdimensional beings, alien, ET, UFOs, and they'll often have screen memories of impossibly large owls standing in front of them. In reality, it was probably not an owl. It was something else that they have a screen memory from. But in those situations, sometimes it'll be two people and one person will say, you know, they saw a really large owl, and the other person will say they saw a dog. And both people are adamant that the other one isn't seeing what they saw. So I think those are examples of screen memories where they're different. But at the same time, I think the screen memories certainly could be placed in people that have the same memory, and that probably is ideal. So with that idea, have you ever had any missing time or anything attached to that situation?
Only that, my brother and I don't remember the missing time. My mom said it was about, she had enough time to finish washing her hair, getting soap out, drying off her, and coming out. And it was, to us, it was like, look, and then we turned, mom, and then we turned like this. That was all the time that it took for us. And so I would say it's missing time, but without being able to tell you, I can't. I was like three or four.
Right. Okay, but yeah, that's, yeah, it's hard to remember back that far. So the other option that I think of off the top of my head is geographical. And I think you, did you say that this happened in Milwaukee?
This was in Milwaukee, 15th and Scott Street.
Interesting. I'd have to go back and listen to the episode that I did with John. So there's a guy named John from a podcast called 21 CD Podcast. He had stopped for a while, but he just texted me the other day and said that he's starting his show back up. He dives into a lot of the weird stuff, and he does it on his own in more monologue format. He talks about topics. He's very good at speaking in a way that's engaging and digestible. So he was on my show. He recently moved back to Wisconsin, but he was living in Tennessee. So he came in studio, and the first half of the show, it was a public and then an overtime show. He had talked about his encounter with a Wendigo in Wisconsin, him and his brother, and I think they're friends.
I remember that episode.
Yes. So the overtime, he gets into a very weird, bizarre situation he and his brother found themselves in Milwaukee, in an abandoned building where they liked urban exploring, and they went into the building, and as they went up through the floors in the building, things got weirder and weirder, as if like there was a shift around them. And long story short, because it was the entire overtime, probably a 2-hour talk about this building, there's a really strong possibility that he and I landed on this idea that there could have been a realm shift that happened when they went through the building. Whether the building had a portal of type inside that they walked through it by accident, or the realm around them shifted. But at one point, the idea of the building being weird was already in the bag. Like, they understood something's happening. And they look out a window, and when they look out the window, they're staring at the building that they thought they were, that they went in. They went into a building, and somehow they wound up across the street in another building, looking at the building they went into. And it was very weird, bizarre. The only thing I could describe it as would be a realm shift. And I would suggest that possibly, maybe, like, I don't have answers, but is it possible that there was a realm shift for you and your brother where you guys experienced something that the people maybe around the city didn't experience like you experienced, you know? Because you would think that if that really did happen, there would have been a lot more people talking about it, you know?
Exactly. And if you're thinking, is it some kind of a illusion that it literally looked like a solid moon. And I can't explain it to this day. It freaks me out. I haven't told a lot of people in the paranormal
world. Paranoia too. It could be both.
I didn't really want to tell everyone about this, because if I did, what's going to happen is you're going to have a bunch of people copycat going, I remember seeing this too. And I just wanted to find out, did anyone else experience it? So this is the first time it's ever been told publicly, really, besides a few close friends. So,
wow. Well, I appreciate you sharing. And I do find it interesting for sure. I have never, that I can recall, heard somebody talk about the moon that way. I mean, I've heard it being hollow, the dark side of the moon's not real.
I've heard all those theories, and yeah. I've researched. I'm like,
right.
I'm a rational guy who doesn't, to me, I put it aside for years going, I don't understand this. So,
well, at least one thing's for sure. I mean, you could certainly be lying about this, right? But for you on your end of things, it's got to be good to know that you had the confirmation of your mother and what she recalls you guys calling out, but more so your brother, who just a few weeks ago confirmed to you that he has the same memory. So,
oh yeah,
you don't have to say that you're crazy.
We were sitting next to each other, and it was one of those things where if no one was there, you wouldn't tell anyone about it because nobody's going to believe it.
Right. And so I find that very, very compelling. The multiple witness experiences that people have, it adds a layer for the person receiving the story, like myself or the audience. It adds a layer of, man, it's not even like this guy is having a bad memory because he just confirmed it with his brother. So that's very interesting. Now, that story aside, let's fast forward through life. I mean, you've had different experiences throughout your life, but the main story that I want to hit on today is the church. Because
okay,
when I first started the podcast, I think within the first 40 to 50 episodes, I had two or three episodes talking about people's experiences in churches and their haunting experiences. Now, this wasn't a church that they bought and they were planning on living in. These were churches they went to, and while they're there in the house of God getting ready to worship or worshiping, weird things happen. Now, since then, we've had other stories, really, really interesting stuff. And it was the introduction to me of seeing people's or hearing people's experiences about churches and their hauntings that was just so far beyond my comprehension at the time. Now it's not, and it just makes more sense to me, you know, when you talk about the spiritual.
In this case, it's a church that has been decommissioned, and it was built in 1910 by some German Lutherans. In 1950, they sold it to the VFW post on the condition alcohol could never be served here. They sold it shortly after because it's a VFW post. Then it was then used by like two different churches as who used it till they built bigger churches. This is a small little thing. Then it became a like a craft store type thing that was called Kangaroo Pouch. And then that was used by a theatrical group for like a stage for.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer? I hope they don't think I was serious.
I need to be
about
awake. Snacks.
I have my brain shut off.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise. There's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better, like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer? I hope they don't think I was serious.
I need to be awake.
Snacks.
I have my brain shut off.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise. There's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better, like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer? I hope they don't think I was serious.
I need to be awake.
Snacks.
I have
my brain shut. Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise, but there's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better. Like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer? I hope they don't think I was serious.
I need to be awake.
Snacks.
I've
had my brain shut. Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise, but there's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better. Like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.